And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of November, 2015. It's the birthday of the astronomer Harlow Shapley, born in Nashville, Missouri, 1885. He was a high school dropout, went to the local library, got interested in astronomy, was admitted to the University of Missouri, went on to become the first to realistically estimate the size of the Milky Way galaxy, and studied the pulsating stars known as Cepheid variables and used them to estimate astronomical distance. It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Mallon, born Glen Cove, New York, 1951, author of the novel Watergate and Dewey Defeats Truman, Fellow Travelers, but a gay romance during the McCarthy era, and most recently Finale, a novel set in 1986 in the Reagan White House. In his essay, The Historical Novelist's Burden of Truth, Mallon speculated about the popularity of historical fiction. He said the cyber and fiber optic revolutions have made every person and place on the present-day globe absurdly and instantly accessible to every other person and place. We are more than we yet realize becoming sick of one another. The past is the only place to which we can get away. And if I had one prediction for the millennium, it would be that all of us, including novelists, shall be spending a lot of time, more than ever before, looking backward. Mallon is at work on a novel about the presidency of George W. Bush. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I have never been lost, but I will admit to being confused for several weeks." And that was Daniel Boone, born near Reading, Pennsylvania, 1734, fought in the French and Indian War, came home, got married, and managed to have 10 children in between his long and frequent hunting trips into the wilderness. In 1767, he ventured into what is now Kentucky, later to the Cumberland Gap, about which he said, "Curiosity is natural to the soul of man, and interesting objects have a powerful influence on our affections. One day I undertook a tour through the country, and the diversity and beauties of nature I met with in this charming season expelled every gloomy and vexatious thought. In such a diversity, it was impossible I should be disposed to melancholy," said Daniel Boone. Here's a poem for today by Sheila Packer entitled "What's Found." In the tangle of trees and twigs from branches and trunks and roots, in the ephemeral tenderness of green leaves that last a season, in the trembling and wind, the blue of sky and lake, in clouds resounding from a place of emptiness, a chamber that answers in vibration, string and wind, a trembling, brimming, and falling in the place opposite of grief, the place opposite of dark, in the body of lost, in water and air, a star whose light has ended but travels toward us, rising and falling in a cascade of notes, which is not endless but aching and sweet, like iridescent feathers of wings that rise and fall in the circle of migration, in each flight music that we breathe." A poem by Sheila Packer, "What's Found," from Echo and Lightning, published by Wildwood River Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.